This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Joy 94.9. The escape pod has landed. Thanks to Joy sponsor The Cullen and Art Series Hotel. Book now at artserieshotels.com.au.
Good afternoon, Melbourne. It's just past 2 o'clock. You're on Joy 94.9 in the escape pod with Russ Masterton, Joe Pryor, and we'll be introducing our special guest shortly.
We've got a foreigner in today. I love it.
Yep.
She's gorgeous.
Foreign Affairs, Foreign Relations, that's us. Julie Bishop, eat your heart out.
Absolutely. Absolutely. What a week.
Russ, I'm exhausted. And it's open house day today and I think tomorrow.
Isn't that great? I love the fact that Melbourne is so cool, so cool, that we open up all these great institutions and people are allowed to go and have a peekaboo inside.
I love the fact that we get people to queue to go inside to a power station.
Well, you know, it's a utility. Haven't you always wanted to know why your bill's so high?
I was going to say, that's exactly right. It's because it's actually located in Russell Place and it could be a cocktail bar.
That's right. Get rid of the utilities. We'd be much happier with a cocktail bar in Russell Place. Thank you very much.
Now, what about Funny Girl? Is that still running?
It is. Tomorrow is the last day of Funny Girl. So Melbourne is theatre city at the moment. It's going right off. Joe and I had the pleasure of going to see Funny Girl last Sunday and we went to the matinee and
it was amazing.
Jeannie Pratt was waving the hordes into the theatre.
Yes, she likes to do that personal welcome.
And what did you think of Caroline O'Connor, Joe?
I just can't believe she's 54.
And she's got the looks, she's got the dance steps, she's got the singing.
She has the legs. I think the first comment, though, the looks, I think she has a beautiful face.
Yep.
If her face was perhaps more what people expect on TV, she might have been an even bigger star.
Yeah, but I think she's really...
She has everything.
She's got it all happening. So Funny Girl's playing at the State Theatre.
It is.
And if you get to go today or tomorrow, you won't be sorry because they have an amazing cast. Suzanne Walker's in it and Nancy Hayes and, yeah, if you like a good old-fashioned...
Nancy Hayes is amazing.
She is.
That lady will never give up the stage.
No, I think she's born to.
And you said you went to see the advanced performance of a new Red Stitch.
Red Stitch, our little home-based Melbourne St Kilda...
Our
theatre company.
Our favourite.
They've got a show on called Trevor. And let me tell you, Trevor is an eye-opener. It's original. It's fantastic. And I sat there and laughed and cried with Trevor. And it was really, really good. So I highly recommend Red Stitch as well this week.
That's very good.
And, of course, you can't go wrong with an oldie, but a favourite of mine, The Sound of Music. I tore down my curtains, I made my lederhausens, we had habits.
You are such a fan of The Sound of Music, aren't you?
Well, how do you solve a problem like Maria? Let me tell you, I did The Sound of Music tour in Salzburg and when it was announced here in Melbourne, I thought, my life is complete.
There you go. You see, I felt the same with the Ring cycle. So, okay, so. I'm doing Wagner, you're doing Sadistic.
Well, you know, they've got Lorraine Bailey's in it, Marina Pryor. One of the Daddo boys. I can't remember whether it's Andrew or Cameron.
Right, still
but
going.
It's good to see Lorraine Bailey. Lorraine Bailey plays a maid and they put a fat suit on her every night.
Oh, my goodness. Because she was in The Sullivans, wasn't she?
That's right. She has to play a fat fraulein. And the kids are all great. You know, there's none of those... you know, ugly stage children, Rugrats. These kids are all professionals and they get out there and they tap away and they know what they're doing.
They've all learnt at Matilda, haven't they?
They have. There's nothing wrong with a bit of so long farewell or Wiedersehen goodbye. We did it. And Edelweiss, God, you should have seen us all waving our white flowers in the audience.
I can just imagine it.
It's a little bit cheesy for our Joe by the sounds of it.
Just a little bit. Although it has been that kind of weather where Gibson and I have thought, I should have spoken to Pete Dillon, actually. I did a pop-up on Monday night with an amazing restaurant in the city, or in East Melbourne, actually. Ah. And it was stunning food. It was really amazing. And they sold out for last Monday, so they're doing it again this Monday at Persillade. So if you go to persillade.com.au, I think the details are there. I'm not sure if
And it's a pop-up,
tickets.
Yeah?
Well, it is during the day. They have their own... It's Persillade, a fantastic cafe, but during the evening now, they're doing some pop-ups with some fantastic chefs. And this young man, Mao Zhu, is from, he's ex-Attica, ex-Vue du Monde. So lots of foam, but yummy foam.
That sounds great.
So that was stunning. And lots of staying in, so because it was damn cold.
Freezing.
So Gibson and I, we sent ourselves off to faraway lands by playing Dominion. Our favourite card game. So, goodness,
Bravo.
We were off doing empires and seaside and everything that they discussed in the next program we were doing just without a computer.
Well, while we've got the Rio Olympics starting next Friday, so I'm sure the Escape Hub will have a we'll be able to rustle
funny,
up an Olympic special, won't we?
We don't have anybody that rushes to the Olympics the way we rush to Eurovision.
Well,
what
you know.
What is that?
Well, I think that might be a gay thing myself, you know.
Still, I would have thought, oh, come on, the opening ceremony of the Olympics, if you don't get much more gay than that.
Well, it is pretty camp, I'll give you that. You know, I wonder what they'll have flying.
It's like Mardi Gras in a sports centre.
I wonder what they'll have flying through the rafters at Rio Stadium, you know.
What's the mascot this year? Zika. Obviously, it's a mosquito.
Well, it wouldn't want to.
It's a mosquito called Zika.
Now.
Well, I'm just saying.
The Australians are going to come home with gold, Joe, gold.
They're going to come home with probably the taps off the doors of their,
yes.
their accommodation.
Well, funnily enough, the village was completed this week as they arrived.
Lucky.
Yeah, there's a few things that aren't finished, but, you know.
Goodness knows, like the toilets don't flush.
That's right. Yeah, I mean, who cares about that? You know.
Yeah, oh, and I like that. Don't open your mouth when you're doing anything in the ocean.
I have friends who regularly go to Rio every year and they rent a house.
Do they just like to be held up, do they?
Oh, they rent a house and they look out over, you know, Rio Bay and Copacabana Beach and...
They have fun.
They love it. Yeah, that's where their New Year's Eve party is every year and it's all very, you know...
It's a long way to go.
Yeah, I'd rather be here in Melbourne and watch the fireworks myself. But anyway, so Rio is coming up and we're all very excited about that, which will be
good. We're getting our lycra out. Well, I think it's time to say hello to our special guests.
That's right. We've kept her waiting long enough and we've got the drum roll happening. Hello to...
Ms. Corrie Lynch. Welcome.
Oh my, I'm very excited to be here. I've told almost everyone that I know that this is going to happen right now.
Okay.
So they're listening on the internet.
They're going to listen on the internet right now, whenever or after this, after I post the podcast.
Because you are our live podcaster.
Now. I am the podcaster as well.
Now, Corrie, I'm going to put it out there for our listeners because they're going to want to. The first question with you is, where are you from with that gorgeous accent? Mm.
Okay.
Do tell.
Okay. Have you heard of the USA?
Yes.
The USA?
Yeah, I have. I've
it's
heard.
The US of
this
A.
This is the travel show. So we've
you
done
have heard of it.
101 geography.
Cool.
Yeah.
We're talking Hillary country, aren't we?
I guess so. Now we are this week. I'm a burner. I'm a Bernie Sanders fan.
You're one of the Burns women,
too late for us.
Yeah, yeah.
So this is not my fault.
I can hear the disappointment.
State. Very. Well, I'm going to move on, though. anyway, and embrace Hillary. I mean, what else do we have? I have no other choice.
Well, it's a lot of firsts for the United States, isn't
Donald.
It? First woman president, you know, could be.
Yeah.
Could be good.
It'll
first
be cool.
Dingbat on the other side.
That's right.
Not the first.
Not
but,
the first.
Okay, I'm from West Virginia in the U.S.
Okay, so just below D.C., am
Thank
I right?
You. Wow. And then, a little below and then a little west. It's about 3.5 hours from my hometown. It's the biggest city.
Is Harrisburg the university town?
Harrisburg, maybe Virginia, you're thinking?
I am thinking Virginia.
A big rivalry.
Yeah, maybe.
I take that personally. It's West Virginia, yeah. Big deal.
And what's West Virginia's claim to fame?
Oh, John Denver.
Right? Okay, right. Very good. I love it.
Rest in peace. And then what else? Well, me. And then Jennifer Jennifer Garner. You know her?
Jennifer Garner. Yes.
Okay. We have lots of great skiing. We have whitewater rafting that everyone enjoys. And we are one of the leading states in illiteracy.
Ah, okay. Another claim to fame. So I'm hearing a lot of hunky outdoorsy types, yeah?
Yes, that's exactly right, yes. That's why I moved here.
Anybody who leaves pen caps on the floor in the studio, they will be found by Gibson.
Oh, okay. Gibson, the baby chow chow.
Yeah, we've got our dog in the, our gorgeous dog in the studio again
today. Our mascot.
He is our mascot.
Gibson makes me want to have a dog. So that's the greatest compliment that I could give you.
That's fabulous.
What was it like growing up in West Virginia?
Oh, it was extremely beautiful and just sheltered from the outside world. And I felt very loved and accepted.
Are your parents academics?
Somewhat, yes. In the sense maybe that you're thinking. I don't know. Yes. Yeah. Just a lot of street smarts.
Oh, cool. Very cool.
A street smart academic.
So you went through the high school and you would have had your prom and your homecoming and all of the stuff which goes with being a
everything that you, all the stereotypes are what I did, yes.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, but it was so beautiful, yeah. But I feel like I've had my fill and then I have such a great home base that I like to travel now because I feel so secure at home.
Yep. And so West Virginia would not be on everyone's radar as far as Australians especially, because we seem to congregate in places like New York and D.C. and San Francisco and L.A.
I guess that's everyone.
Joe and I are just sitting across from each other and we're thinking, let's, you know.
Well, but first of all, we have had an SMS come in from number 659 who wants to know, what do you think of Trump?
Oh, my gosh. That's okay. Well, I'll just censor myself. I think that he is, I saw a meme today. He's everything that is wrong with our culture. And then Hillary is everything that's wrong with our government. Maybe harsh, maybe a little too harsh, but
Did you think he would get this far?
No, no, but I do follow it daily, unfortunately. But it's just after Obama, it was such a high that I think we're just balancing ourselves and going crazy. It's like after a breakup, you're just rebounding with crazy randoms.
He was a good man, wasn't he?
So Trump is rebound sex?
I adore Obama.
Yeah,
Trump is rebound sex. That's the answer to the SMS.
Well, you know, I'm a gay man and I certainly wouldn't go there.
Right? Especially not with that hairdo or whatever it is that's on his head.
Well, you could sit there and go. You could sit there and comb it for him, Joe. So Trump is seen by many Americans as maybe an alternative. We here in Australia don't think he would be good for our country.
No.
Is that how you feel?
That's exactly how I feel. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's he gets too affected too easily. It's embarrassing, the thin skin. He's just like a teenage boy or something.
You're right. You couldn't have put it better.
He gets picked on and he lashes out. I'm like, how old are we now? It's so silly. I'm embarrassed, actually.
He just shoots off his mouth, doesn't he, and doesn't really think.
Yeah, and why do people like that? I guess because they see him as this economic force and stuff, and I guess people like money more than.
It's a bit of a worry, though. I think Michael Bloomberg came out during the week and spoke at the Democrat convention and wanted to know, if Trump has said he's going to run the country like he's run his businesses, and he detailed just how many of them have gone bankrupt.
Right.
It's all of them.
Four times.
So it's pretty scary.
Yeah.
They're in for a roller coaster.
But really, the Republicans this time didn't have any other formidable, options. it's just a disaster all around.
It is. And, so, and really, yeah, when you look at the Clinton machine, you know, you've got to really put someone in there with a lot of force. And I guess me personally, I hope it's Hillary.
Thank you.
You know,
I'm sure it will be.
It'd be an amazing time to be traveling in the States, though, right now, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, you have to be very careful about who you talk to about politics. It's a bit like saying you don't like guns, but
very sensitive.
Yes, yeah. incredibly. But it'd be amazing just to be able to watch all of those ads go to air.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
The political ads on TV. Yeah.
Actually, Corey, an interesting question. Most Australians would not understand how your political system works. So,
okay,
come November, you'll vote for your president, but that really has nothing to do with the landscape as far as who controls your parliament.
That's true. Right. Our parliament, our Congress.
Yes.
Yeah. Because we have a lot of the balance of power. So you can only have so much power as the president. And our Congress has to vote on his actions or her actions. Yes. So, and then we have our Supreme Court. It's like a third, the power structure. Mm. The Republicans are, I think they have the majority in Congress. So it's pretty even. It's all even.
Yeah.
Steven.
So you have at the moment you've got a Democratic president and the Republicans control the Congress.
I believe so. Yeah. So.
And the high the court is up in the air because of the death of.
Good one. Yes.
Yeah. So
okay, so it's
very right-wing.
Very opposite to what we have here.
Yeah?
Yep, so we...
A lot of prime ministers.
We do have a lot of prime ministers.
That's what I've noticed. There's just many, many.
We have one for every day of the week.
One for Monday.
You're on Joy 94.9 in the Escape Pod. The brand new Ab Fab film is just around the corner and MQFF are holding a fabulous fundraiser to celebrate. Join MQFF on opening night, Thursday, August 4 at 7:30 at the wonderful Cinema Nova for this year's most talked about cinematic release. Tickets are just $30 and include a chic Piccolo bottle of sparkling on arrival. All proceeds go to the Melbourne Queer Film Festival, darlings. Head to the MQFF Facebook page and book your tickets now. MQFF, proudly different. Joy is proud to support this community message.
Joy 94.9.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends, and I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Going places that I've never been. Seeing things that I may never see again. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Like a band of gypsies, we go down the highway. We're the best of friends, insisting that the world keep turning our way. And our way is on the road again.
Yes.
I just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. And I can't wait to get on the road again.
Joy 94.9.
94.9.
You're on Joy 94.9 in the Escape Pod with Russ Masterton, Joe Pryor, our special guest Corey Lynch, and of course Gibson, who's munching in the background. And of course, if you have any questions at all for Corey regarding life in West Virginia,
okay,
or any other parts of the United States, or even the current election that's coming up, you are very welcome to send them in via email to onair@joy.org.au. And you can also SMS them to us on 0427-JOY-949.
That's right. We've got an American expert in town today, so feel free to message him with any questions you want to know
or
about.
Or complaints. Just bring him in.
Uh-oh.
I'll listen.
What brings you to Melbourne? Pardon the obvious, but...
No, it's... It's always been on my radar, of course.
And how come? What was it about Melbourne?
Well, you guys speak English, sort of. And the... Just, I love the palm tree life and your cute accents. And I got the working holiday visa pretty easily. Very easily. And... I don't want to live in the U.S. right now. I mean, I just want to extend my travels to the furthest extent, that they could possibly stretch.
So for us Aussies, tell us about the working holiday visa.
Okay.
What's that all about?
Well, you can only have one job every 6 months, per 6 month stretch, and you have to get sponsored in order to further the year. Or I could get a student visa or get married.
Okay.
The world is rich with possibilities.
The oyster.
Attention all listeners, we've got a single, gorgeous 28-year-old American.
Well, I'm 27, but that's my age.
27 and she's hot. So,
did you study?
Thank you, Russ. I studied television journalism.
Uh-huh. In West Virginia?
US. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, very. I just want to be in media. This is why I'm so excited, and I'm just so happy to be here. I love media, live media especially.
That's great.
Yeah.
And the process of getting your visa, was it simply fill out a few forms and go in for an interview and come to
Australia?
No
interview. Just the forms and the money, and they sent it via email.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it is as easy as that.
That's what it's like. Yeah. Okay. You just search it on the internet, and you can get one.
It's a bit like the visa process for us is all done on the internet for the United States.
Yeah, and that only takes 5 or 10 minutes.
And then you just renew it. And
honestly, yeah. There are a few pages, but whatever, you just read.
And so, you didn't have to have a job before you came
Correct.
Here?
Correct, okay. Yeah, nothing like that. Yeah. I just, I'm teaching English now as a second language.
Great.
Yes.
American English or Australian English? Or English English?
I impose my American English, my spelling and... it's for foreign people coming in who want to know English here in Australia.
Is that what your list of Australian slang is for?
I brought it for you guys. Thank you.
Pick out some of your favorites that you didn't understand when you
first got
here.
When I first got here, I had to write them down. There were so many, but I just have just a few. Okay. I think my favorite is have a squiz.
Oh, yes.
Just have a look. I love when you can't figure it out just by the word
itself.
Oh, have
a squiz. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. We do say that, don't we?
Have a squiz of this.
Have a squiz.
What about
a quick peek?
Right. Chuck a wobbly. Have a fit.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good at those. Yeah.
Have you done that?
Yeah, I do chuck wobblies every now and then.
We can't imagine that.
I don't believe you. My friend told me the after grog bog.
Oh, yes.
You know that?
Yeah, I know quite a few people that would have one of those today, actually. So,
right, it's today and tomorrow.
Yes.
Should I say what it means?
You can tell me what that is later. I have no idea.
Well, I need to tell my friends who are going to listen to this. Guys, it's the morning after poo when you've had
a
night of alcohol. Yeah. Is that gross? Well, yeah, it is.
Yeah. So grog is obviously alcohol and bog is obviously... Yeah, okay, she's
right.
got it.
I had no idea.
You didn't know that one.
No, it's a new one for me. I'm in your English as a second language class.
Australian as a second language.
Next.
Fang us a dot. I'm going to say it like, fang us a dot, mate.
Oh, that's it.
How's
ask
that?
For a ciggy, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Ask for a cigarette. Yeah. Schmick is nice looking. Lolly, something sweet/sour, not a lollipop. which I thought it was a sucker lolly.
Okay, yeah.
That's not what it is.
No,
it's
we've always had lollies here. We don't have candy.
Right. So,
yep.
No, no.
Oh, right. Yep. Confectionery.
That took me a while.
I got it.
That's, I mean, I have an entire list. That's all. That's all.
Okay.
Right?
So
when do you want to know more?
When you arrive in Australia and people throw these things at you.
Like a wobbly.
Do you, throw a wobbly at you. Do you turn around and just smile and walk away?
No way. I say, excuse me, what does that mean, sir? What do you mean by that? No, really. What does it mean?
That's good. We like your confidence.
Thank you.
That's quite amazing, actually.
Yeah, we don't need all these polite people coming to me thinking, what on earth did that person just say to me?
What are you hoping that Melbourne might share with you as a destination? What do you think we can provide Corrie Lynch as she goes around the world?
Wow, that's such a well-crafted question. I like it a lot.
Welcome to live media.
Yeah. I want to be more of a coffee snob when I leave Melbourne, because of your quality, high quality coffee. And
you might need a tattoo for that.
Okay. Of a coffee bean? Okay. a long black tattoo. I will. I just want to get more experience in media. That's my goal. And I want to stay here. And I want you guys to hire me and keep me forever, maybe, if you want. If
okay.
You like me.
Well, we better speak to the powers to be at Joy FM. Yes.
We might have to go to a commercial radio station for that.
Oh, yeah.
If you're looking for money. Yeah.
I do kind of need money just for food and more coffee.
What burb did you end up settling in when you came to Melbourne?
Oh, nice, the burb. Well, first I went to Q.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's...
Yes, with two really cute, amazing guys who were so accommodating and so cool and helpful to me. And then South Bank for a little bit.
Yes.
The location was beautiful. And now I'm in Carlton North.
Wow.
Lovely. You've done well.
Nice little triangle there.
But we're loving you because you stayed north of the river.
I've heard that, yeah. A lot of rumors swirling around about the rivalries.
There is.
Yeah.
3-1-2-1.
3-1-2-1, repping.
If you're looking for a burb that you can't go wrong in.
Which one's that one?
Richmond.
Richmond. Yeah. Yeah. Richmond.
But Q's okay.
Yeah. I love it.
Carlton North's respectable.
That's right.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. It's the proximity. I just like the proximity to the... And there's so many cafes. Sometimes I just go from cafe and then I go to the next cafe, like right in a row. Just so many.
So you've arrived here, and bang, you're in Oz. How did you find the people? Were we accommodating? Mm. Were we very friendly? I opened our arms and said, well, you've arrived in Australia. Come and join us.
Fully.
Great.
Fully. So supportive, especially the media people that I've met just randomly on the internet. I mean, I didn't know anyone here. I just knew one other American friend. Hi, Nicholas. Nicholas McKenna, shout out. And we didn't know anyone. I don't know anyone professionally, so I'm having to just make the connections myself and network myself. And I think I'm just slowly building up because everyone's so friendly to me because, I don't know, I'm accommodating and supportive. And they're not, it's not hard to get to know you guys. That's why I had an idea that you were like that. I've heard really good things about you Australians, your friendly types.
We
thank you.
Good answer. Good answer.
Diplomat.
So if you were talking to our younger listeners today and they were thinking about jumping on a plane and heading overseas,
right,
would you say, you know,
hurry up. I would say, hurry up. What's taking so long? Yeah.
Yeah.
Just do it. Because you don't have to live. You can live very cheaply. I live in a very affordable housing accommodation right now. And you just have to sacrifice a few things. I mean, I don't have the best house, but it works as a house, and that's I'm able to travel. I just make some superficial sacrifices, and that's what I would say to them. Everyone,
have you got outside of Melbourne since you've been here?
Only to Sydney, and what was it?
That's a suburb you don't want to live in.
That's the biggest suburb.
No.
That's what Dandenong looks like when it's
no drained. Comment.
No.
I need to go to the Great Ocean Road, Phillip Island. I want to go to Queensland. I really want to. And then I want to see the Wolf Creek Crater.
Okay.
And Ayers Rock. This is just I need to stay longer.
That's your dream list. That's pretty good.
There's more. But.
It is. Well, just looking at our, oh gosh, it's 13 degrees. What? It's still chilly here in Melbourne. It's definitely the middle of winter and you're on Joy 94.9.
Be there for an AFL first as St Kilda take on the Sydney Swans in the inaugural Pride game Saturday, August 13 at Etihad Stadium. When the Saints go marching in, when the Saints go marching in. Gates open at 6 p.m. with pre-match entertainment from the cast of Kinky Boots. Adult tickets starting from just $25. Head to ticketmaster.com.au to secure your seat today and join in the celebration. Joy sponsor. Joy's CD of the week is the sensational self-titled album by Christine and the Queens. After breathtaking performances on the Graham Norton Show and at Glastonbury, Christine and the Queens is one of the most talked about acts of 2016. Featuring the worldwide hit Tilted, grab your copy today online and in store from all good retailers. Christine and the Queens. Christine and the Queens. Warner Music, a Joy sponsor.
Joy 94.9.
What if we run away? What if we left today? What if we said goodbye to safe and sound? What if we're hard to find? What if we lost the minds? What if we let them fall behind and they're never found? And when the lights start flashing like a photo, stars exploding will be fireproof. My youth is yours, tripping on skies, sipping waterfalls. My youth is yours, run away now and forever. My youth is yours, a truth so loud you can't ignore. My youth is yours. What if we start to drive? What if we close our eyes? Speeding through red lights into paradise. 'Cause we've no time for getting old. Mortal body, timeless souls. Cross your fingers, here we go. And when the lights start flashing like a photo booth, and the stars exploding, we'll be fireproof. My youth is yours, tripping on sky, sipping waterfalls. My youth is yours, run away now and forever. My youth is yours, a truth so loud you can't ignore. My youth is yours. Tripping on skies, sipping waterfalls. My youth is yours. Run away now and forever. My youth is yours. A truth so loud you can't ignore. My youth is yours.
Joy 94.9.
You're in Joy 94.9 in the Escape Pod with Russ Masterton, Joe Pryor, and our special guest, Corey Lynch. And that was Youth by Troy Sivan?
I think so.
Okay.
An Australian boy.
I hope I've got that right. And that is Troy with an E. So is it Troy A or just Troy?
I don't know. I think everything's Troy. Like that these days, isn't it? Where everything's got a...
You never know.
You know, Yvonne now is Yvonne. Did you know that?
Only now.
You've got to be kidding.
No, Yvonne now is Yvonne.
Is that the same sort of person that drinks Mozzle?
Yes, or have a Cardinet.
A Cardinet.
Would you like a Cardinet or a Mozzle?
Mozzle.
Okay,
What's a Mozzle? What is a Moselle?
Moselle.
Moselle.
Oh, got it.
We entertain ourselves.
We do. That's an Australianism, if ever there was one.
I'll write that down here.
So, Corrie, other than gorgeous Melbourne, what other parts of the world have you travelled to? Because it sounds to me like you've not done a lot of time in the United States once you've finished your studies.
That's correct. Yeah, I tried to get out of there because it's always waiting for me. So I feel very fortunate for that and lucky. So I taught English as a second language, as a foreign language in Korea last year.
And were you in Seoul?
A lot, yeah, but I taught in Gwangju. Okay. But it's just so accessible, that whole country. If someone were to go, it would just, a bus ride would be $20, you know, $20 to $30 throughout the whole country. You can go to any city, and it's so luxurious and quick. They've really figured out the transportation.
And what would you say to people who are going to Korea? Would you recommend it as a holiday?
Yes. It's so high technology. Like, I was just walking down the street and my phone would be connected to Wi-Fi, keep walking, Wi-Fi. It's just very nice.
I think it's interesting.
Do you have many clients going to Korea?
No, we don't. There are a list of places that are that Australians will be using as next generation Asia, and so the three big destinations are Burma, mm-hmm. Korea, and Taiwan.
Yeah.
Okay. And so for us, we're
not food, and food.
Yeah, exactly right.
Have I got that right?
Yes, but I find for us, and I'd be very interested to see your opinion on this. At the moment, Korea, unlike many of our other Asian neighbours, is very expensive, and so for Australians to go there,
didn't know that.
Right. Yeah, if you wanted to do a tour, for example, you could do a week's tour in Thailand for under $1,000
for sure.
And if you spent a week touring in South Korea, for example, it's $2,500, and that's the difference.
Well, I suppose you could do North Korea for nothing.
Oh,
well, you could.
So,
except for prison, long-term prison.
Why is it expensive? Did you find living expensive?
It's cheaper than here. It's quite, and
so maybe the tours. Is it the inbound tour?
All US dollar based.
Uh huh. Yeah. Right. Well, there we go.
And so did you get to the DMZ?
I did. The DMZ.
And what's that like?
I loved it. Yeah. It was a full day and we were rushing. One time I had to run back to the bus because they had to leave to the next location. You go underground to their, it's a secret tunnel passageway. It was like a really long little, you know, train ride underground just to see the military passageways. You got to look through a telescope to one of the actual towns in North Korea. And, just, you know, a lot of museums.
How did you feel looking across into North Korea?
I felt like I wanted to go in there. But you have to go in through China because they don't want to interact with South Korea that much. So I couldn't afford that. But I really, some of my friends have toured it, Pyongyang, the capital.
Oh, have they?
I have to do that. Yeah, I'm so fascinated.
And that's they've done that from the States, I take it.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Interesting.
Well, he was British, but yeah. Yeah, but yes.
So okay. So back to Korea. Are the flights expensive for us to get into Seoul from Melbourne?
Your stock standard airlines fly there. You've got Korean Airlines who fly from Australia. You've also got your Singapore, your Thai Airways, all of those do. So you're roughly looking normally at around about $1,100 or $1,200 return to
okay. And accommodation
to get
options.
There.
What did you find, Corrie?
Well, I as soon as I got there, I was hired. Before I got there, that's why I got the visa. So I never really, I stayed in a few Airbnbs, really cool in Seoul, mm-hmm. unlimited options. It's very easy.
And good prices?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I thought it was affordable. I mean, not compared to a lot of island nations in the Pacific, but.
Maybe it's just the inbound tour operators using American dollars that makes it difficult. If you're prepared to go on your own,
you could probably do it
under
much
your
cheaper.
Own steam,
So the capital, Seoul, uh-huh. must be very exciting. I hear it's another version of Tokyo or some of those big Japanese cities, but they've really got it together.
I think so. And, yeah, a lot of English too. You're fine with English. The food is worth it. Going, the 1200 you mentioned, that's enough. That's your that's the cost of getting to experience the original Korean food.
I love
the barbecue,
Korean.
The kimchi. I ate it every day. I gimbap every day and never got tired of it. For
kimchi?
$2, like a whole entire roll for $2.
Wow.
That's my lunch.
Okay.
I just miss it, and sometimes I cry.
Sometimes I like kimchi, and sometimes I don't.
What?
Mm-hmm. I can normally be in a kimchi mood.
Yeah, yeah.
Definitely, yeah.
I love the barbecue, though. I love having the hot stove on in front of you, and you're cooking your own meats and everything. That's
we
fun.
We might have to do some kind of familin career, I think.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Wrapped in the leaves. It's just so healthy.
I was just thinking of the escape pod, but we could be wrapped in leaves
too. Oh, yeah. You too.
Yeah, we could be. Well, normally it's a mud bath, but we can go for.
I'm open minded. I'm very open minded.
And your Airbnb experience. So this is what I love. I mean, I have actually never considered an Airbnb for Asia. This is something new on my radar. I've used them before in the United States and Europe. But this interests
me. Why not?
Yeah. So you arrived and same concept. You meet your host and away you go. And did you stay in hosted or your own place?
No. If you want to teach English in Korea, they pay for your, which I also recommend if you're into it. They pay for your rent for the whole year, your plane there and back, and salary. And it's really nice. I mean, if you're just willing to go wherever, and you're going to meet other expats and the tight-knit communities, I just really recommend it to anyone who's even thinking about doing it. Just do it for a year. It's such a well-oiled machine, the whole process. It's
Lots of day tours from Seoul, I would imagine, that you would have done. So did you see many temples? And
yeah, I just did it myself. I didn't, yeah.
What's the landscape like there, is it?
I did a lot of hills, a lot of, hilly, but, and sort of the smog was a bit of a problem. The smog and the air quality.
Itself.
Yeah. And in my town, Gwangju. But sometimes I wore a mask just to fit in.
Just because everyone looked like Dexter.
So cool. Yes, Dexter, yes.
I'd like to do that. Wouldn't you wear a mask just for the heck of it?
Just. But to be anonymous.
You have black hair, so you're probably ahead of us.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Well, one time we were in a cafe and the foreigners, I mean, there's not many foreigners, especially in the small towns, and the cafe owner offered us an entire free cake.
Oh.
Just because we're white people.
That's nice. Can you speak
so
Korean,
cool.
Corey?
안녕하세요.
How lovely. That sounds beautiful.
That's just hello, and that's all that is. Isn't it so cute?
It is very cute.
Thank you.
So Joe and I, we had our ears prick up that when you left college, you went straight to Europe, which is probably close to my favorite continent. How did you find Europe?
I think that's my favorite continent, you guys, besides Antarctica. Just kidding. Haven't been there. loved it. Obviously, London is probably my favorite city so far. It's just.
How long did you spend in Europe?
6 months. Yeah,
six months. And was London your base?
Yeah, yeah. I just feel like the average person is a lot more intellectual. That's my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Than what I'm used to.
Except for when they vote for Brexit.
Okay, that was recent. I left. That was not me, yeah.
And with Boris as your foreign minister, come
not
on.
Not anymore, yeah. Yep.
That would have just been so perfect, wouldn't it? Kevin Rudd as Secretary General and Boris as foreign minister.
And Trump as president. Come on, man. We're on a three-way here.
Believe it or not, it really is 2016.
Right.
You are in the escape pod on Joy 94.9.
Attention, people, it's time to get back in the game. The Melbourne Spikers offer both social and competitive volleyball groups, so dig in and have a ball. Coaching is provided for all skill levels. For more information, see melbournespikers.org.au. That's melbournespikers.org.au. Joy.
Almost heaven. West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountain, Shenandoah River, Life is older, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze. Country roads take me home to the place I belong. West Virginia, mountain mama, take me home. All my memories gather round her. Mine is lady, stranger to blue water. Dark and dusty, painted on the sky. Missed a taste of moonshine, teardrops in my eyes. Country roads, take me home to the place.
Joy 94.9. You're on Joy 94.9 in the Escape Pod. That, of course, was John Denver with Country Roads, I think 1977, live at the Sydney Opera House. Wow. That was a request from our special guest today.
I have Corrie to play Lynch. It. Yeah. Everywhere I go, I mean, when they say, where are you from? I say West Virginia. They say, oh, Country Road. I'm like, yes.
Do they really?
They in China, they said that was like the reach of that song.
See, I could imagine the Chinese loving to do that karaoke style.
Okay, right, yeah. To my face.
Exactly,
it was.
Right,
it,
yeah.
Really, it makes me feel very comforted.
All right, you West Virginian, you tell us what that song means to you.
Oh, emotional. What if I cry? Well, we play it at my university's football stadium after every American football game. So we all like sort of sway no matter if we win or lose. And a lot of in bars. I like the line, driving down the road, I think I should have been home yesterday. That was cute. I mean, I love going there. I feel very lucky to be born there. In West Virginia.
I want to go now.
Oh, there you go.
Please.
What happens?
I want to go and check out the Appalachians.
Well,
and,
if you're going to do that, you might need some travel tips from Corrie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, come on.
Okay.
We're off to America for the first time. Tips, please.
Okay. Here's my... I'm going to give a few general tips, okay, that I thought of. I think you should put your socks and your underwear... and maybe little tea packets in the outside pockets of your luggage, just so they're easily accessible if you're tired and you just want to sleep or something quickly or change quickly.
Yep, that makes sense.
That's number one. That's real logical, like practical. And then just wait a little bit before you ask for directions because you might, really nice things happen when you're lost. To me, unexpected. So, I get lost all the time.
Okay, so you like to, you're the person that likes to close the door of your Airbnb and go wandering.
Truly.
And then you stand in the middle of a square in, Berlin, and you think, wow, where am I? And you wait for something to happen.
Right, and then, or you just ask someone, yeah. So just, yeah, the really nice things happen when you're lost for me.
Okay.
Unexpected, cool.
That's nice. Thanks.
So yeah, it's nice.
They're pretty cool. Now, we've had Simo from the Paris end of East St Kilda.
Look, not only, thank you, Simo, not only have we had Mozzel today.
But you've got another one.
Not only have we had Cardinet today, but thanks to Simo, we're having a Savage Non-Blanc Plonk.
Savage Non-Plonk.
Savage.
Yeah, we're loving you, Simo. Thank you for that.
I'd like to say that with the New Zealand accent.
I think you might need to, actually.
It is their favourite wine. They export it all to here.
Thank you, New Zealand.
So we've had Corrie's travel tips, which I think are very good. Getting lost is being lost is one of the lovely things about travel, because you can only really do it when you're travelling. It's hard to be lost when you're home.
Yep.
Right.
That
it's a great way just to, I don't know, I love the fact that you can just go up to somebody and say, excuse me, can you show me the directions to get from A to B? And then all of a sudden, you know, this person will say, oh, let me take you there. I know where it is.
Love
or, you know,
it.
You would have had that happen.
Or they use their data or their data on their phone to look it up. Oh, it's so cute. Human.
Yep. They're the little things that are good when you're traveling. But Russ, it must be time for your rant.
Okay, everybody ready? Drum roll, okay. It's ranting time. Okay, very brief today. We're just talking about what is appropriate and inappropriate to wear when you're on holiday.
Is that a pun?
It could be. Hmm. It could be. Hmm. You're always well-dressed.
Punny. You know?
She's our star dresser here, the lovely Jo. Now, look, Middle Eastern countries, I'll tell you what, don't land there wearing a miniskirt, a tank top, a bra only, or capri pants. It's not going to happen. If you're looking to be arrested.
Well, it's going to take you a lot longer to get out of the airport than everybody
that's
else.
Right. They're going to hold you up in immigration.
They certainly are.
They're going to take you over to customs and they're going to make you put on that burqa, aren't they?
Expect it.
Some countries, like Spain and Italy, they look at you like you're quite weird if you've got a pair of thongs or open Crocs or something like that, you know?
Crocs.
They're hoping for some nice leather shoes when you get to those parts of Europe. So don't let them down with a pair of Aussie thongs, please. Yeah.
Actually, a bit of a travel tip. I found that particularly in Spain, the better dressed you are, the more likely you are to have somebody buy a bottle of wine for you at a bar.
Okay, so that's when.
Cool one.
Wear the right clothing in Spain and you can expect a Savage Non-Plonk, right? Mm.
Or a sherry, depending on which part of Spain you're.
Don't you be wearing your flashy jewellery if you don't want to be mugged.
Correct.
Nice one.
Okay. Especially in Rio.
Listen to me. If you're in Asia, they don't wear shorts.
No.
So there's no need for you to wear shorts.
Umbrellas. You know?
In Vietnam and other parts of Asia, they wear jeans or pants. They don't, you know, shorts are not appropriate. Okay. Avoid wearing T-shirts. We know it's cool. We get the whole cool factor. But don't wear T-shirts with religious symbols on them, swear words, or your own national flag. Someone is going to come up to you.
Yeah. And also maybe don't wear that fed sex shirt that wears when you need
sex. Oh, the fed sex. I must be wearing that.
Maybe don't even own one.
Well, I've seen people.
Just throw it away.
I've seen people recently who like to, you know, wear the Coca-Cola shirt, but it just says, instead of Coke on it, it says cock. I mean, come on.
Coca-Cola?
Coca-Cola, yeah.
That's not bad.
Colours are an interesting one, and you'll like this, Joe. Do you know that in Asia, the colour white means you're mourning somebody in a funeral?
Correct.
So, you know, it's nice of you to think forward to that family who's just lost their loved one, but no need. And black and blue are not recommended in Africa unless you want to be attacked by millions of Aussies and stinging blowflies. So think about this stuff.
Goodness, I thought you were going to say lions and tigers.
No. Cameras shouldn't be worn. Be careful with backpacks when you're getting in and out of trains if you don't want to be part of the train line.
Right. Goodness, you have gone to town with your rant today.
Yeah, there's a few common sense things out there, I think.
I like fanny packs.
Yeah.
Just do it.
That's because you're American.
Oh. Maybe. It's in my blood or something.
I think so.
They're versatile.
Anyway. Versatile.
Oh, again.
Now I'm going to let you two comment
on
this.
Time?
Okay. I'm going to let you two comment on this. On planes, the go is you don't wear tight clothing, you don't wear high heel shoes, no perfume, no to warm clothes dressed in layers, and again, no to open shoes. Any thoughts there? You know, what do you wear when you get on a plane?
I tend to wear loose fitting, black. Really
cool,
and maybe you know, the icebreaker, really fine merino wool as one layer,
yeah,
and then maybe silk on the top, but black. And but I'm going to change into my jammies anyway, but,
yeah,
you know, but things that you can easily get on and off, but if you have to stay in them, you
you're
can
a jammies
wash
girl
them.
And you could use them as a pillow. I take off my sweatshirt and use it as a pillow.
That's a good idea.
Yeah,
and
maybe.
Our 317 person has said, learn a language, it's respectful.
I like that. Even a few words when you're travelling
right.
is a good idea.
Please, thank you.
You're on Joy 94.9 in the Escape Pod.
Joy 94.9.
You're on the Escape Pod, Joy 94.9 with Russ Masterton, Joe Pryor, and our special guest today, Corey Lynch. And really, that's all we've got time for. The hour is up, as it always does. It flies by, but we have coming up... Don't go anywhere, because we have Checkpoint with Luke, and they are going to be discussing what I think in plain English is gamers that bully.
Wow.
So yeah. Bullying that goes on in the gaming world, i.e. Pokemon Go is not actually tough enough for gamers, I think, is what they're saying.
Those guys have got it down with gaming. They know what they're talking about.
They certainly do. And then, of course, there is... Gibson's favourite show, Pets Allowed, with Kevin, Oz, Kate and Alan, and SASS, which is all about independent music, and, of course, A Touch of Pink, so there is no need to change the dial.
And we won't be. This is Joy 94.9. And, Corey, thank you so much for today.
Donate to Joy. Donate money to Joy, please.
www.joy.org.au.
That's it.
What a great show. See you soon, huh?
Love you.
Ciao for now.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.